This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. COVID-19 infection rates are falling globally, producing some optimistic word from the World Health Organization. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The number of reported COVID-19 cases has now declined for 5 consecutive weeks.
So far this year, the number of weekly reported cases has fallen by almost half.
World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
This shows that simple public health measures work, even in the presence of variants.
And just one reason for optimism.
Today, WHO gave emergency use listing to 2 versions of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, giving the green light for these vaccines to be rolled out globally.
It's only the 2nd vaccine given emergency authorization by the WHO. One concern, its effectiveness against the South African variant of the virus. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is being recognized for defending science. AP's Mike Rossi explains.
The Dan David Foundation, based at Tel Aviv University, is awarding Dr. Anthony Fauci a $1 million prize for courageously defending science in the face of uninformed opposition during the challenging COVID crisis. Fauci, President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, acknowledged last month that working for then-President Donald Trump during the pandemic was challenging.
It was really something that you didn't feel that you could actually say something and there wouldn't be any repercussions. About it.
The 80-year-old Fauci has served 7 presidents and has headed the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984. I'm Mike Gracia.
And again, protesters in Myanmar have rallied for the release of ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and an end to the military rule there, though crowds were small.